Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 186. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Dunk on everybody!
He dunks on everybody. And Jeff.
Hi.
He doesn't dunk on anybody. And no. Don.
I dunk on half the people.
You dunk on, like, donuts and coffee.
Yeah, oh god, that's a fantastic combination.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Nope. All day long.
I'm eating these leftover cupcakes that my wife made for the Super Bowl party we went to.
Nice.
They're pretty good.
They're still good? After, like...
Yeah, like, we kept them in, like, a container. Mm-hmm. They're still nice and soft.
Cupcakes, I would imagine, last a little bit longer than, like, I don't know, a cookie, right?
Sure. I mean, they're only 4 days old. She made them on Sunday, so...
Yeah. As long as you, like, keep them, like, preserved or something, you know?
Yeah.
Keep them in a time capsule, they're fine.
Yeah, that's where I always put my cupcakes.
Yeah, who doesn't, capsules. Right?
Don, so what have you been playing?
I have mostly been playing that stupid Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah!
I play that game a lot.
Don't say
a
stupid,
lot.
You mean awesome.
It's stupid because I play it a lot. Like, I put a ridiculous amount of time into that game. Like, I'm playing at work, I'm sitting there, like... trying to sneak off to an RV or something to hide in so I can play around real quick. I don't know.
I'm sending this podcast to your boss, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not going to let him know.
Why were you fired?
Well, if you listened to episode one, whatever.
Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah. No, it's such a great game, though. Like, they keep changing it, and on the Facebook post where... You know, they're like, oh, we just updated the game. Everyone's bitching about it, but I don't know. Like, they tanked Thor's powers a little bit. Boo-hoo.
They did. It made me cry. I used Thor.
You didn't cry on Facebook, though, did you?
No. I didn't cry publicly. I changed my tactics and played better in other ways.
There you go. See?
Like a man does.
Yeah. And then, you know, I used to use the power-ups all the time. Like, I would buy the stockpile all power-up. All the time before every fucking match and the tournaments helped a lot, but they made it so you had to actually like use gold coins, which is kind of mostly currency based. I mean, you win them every once in
a while to get them.
Yeah. So I didn't mind too much. I just adapted. You know, like Tony said, you adapt and move on. Big deal. Like it hasn't hurt my gameplay at all. I have spent some money on it, but it's just. You know, randomly buying cards and stuff. It's not like buying. It hasn't helped me any because I still got to level up the damn things. But I don't know. It's just kind of fun. Still playing that a lot. I think that's really about it. Yeah.
You haven't played anything else?
Not this week. I was gonna play EU4, but my laptop overheated. I know my laptop overheated, so I bought me a new. Cooling pad, it came in today, so this weekend hopefully I have some time to fire that up because I just got the that expansion, the one that you're about to review, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that, like very, like I was super bummed whenever my laptop overheated. I was pissed. So I immediately got on Amazon and ordered a new cooling pad.
Cool. Jeff, what have you been up to?
Mostly Need for Speed Most Wanted, but I did yesterday. I bought SSX on PS3 because I have major issues with not spending money.
That's true. And you also put an Xbox One on layaway. I saw.
Well, that's what I was just going to say to Don right now. Is that decision's been made? Xbox One, so you got to get Xbox One.
Yeah, been yanking my chain that
week
for the past week.
Get a fucking PS4 later.
I'm not supposed to talk about my experience with Titanfall, but that game is right up your alley.
Is it?
Like, you love progression systems.
I do.
And like, challenges and seeing that bar fill up.
I got some people that are going to be pretty disappointed when I tell them...
Yes!
But, I don't know.
Sorry.
We'll see. I've been leaning that direction more and more. Like,
yes,
I go into the store and I'm like, man, they have Xbox Ones in stock.
Well, here's the thing. You have to follow me off the cliff, Don.
Well, I have to now, since everybody's on board. I'm leaning even more that direction now. So
I mean, well, I'm going to pose the same question I posed to Jeff last week to you. Like, what is the game on PS4 that, like, gets you to buy it right now?
Right now, it's basically saving $100 plus the...
No. What's the game? Because you buy the system for games.
Right. Okay, what I'm going to buy either way is Battlefield 4. That's the game I buy right now.
Okay, so you could play with...
Either way.
Like, it's borked on both systems. Like,
right.
So you could play with Tony and Fozzie and me.
Yeah. And I have my BFF up north. He has it too, so... on Xbox One, so there's that.
We have a squad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
We could create a platoon.
After I move, I'll sit down and see how much money I want, and I'll talk it over with the missus and see what.
Like
that'll be when the decision is made.
I mean, I don't know if I would buy a system for Battlefield 4, but as you could play that on either system,
right. Forza is a major player.
I don't know when the first big, like, outside of Infamous, unless you're an Infamous fan.
Not mine.
I don't see, like, anything on the PS4 until this fall at the
right, I think.
Well, MLB The Show is the only other game.
Okay. Alright, so, like, if you're into baseball.
No. Yeah.
And there is no baseball game on Xbox One, and I know a lot of sports fans would lean the other way because of that.
Huh. Jeff, what were you going to say?
I still kind of see where Don is coming from. Like, dude, it's $100 cheaper, more powerful system. PlayStation Plus is...
I already have that.
But
you're going to get more value on the PS3 for PlayStation Plus than you are on the PS4.
Right. I already have the PlayStation Plus for my Vita.
What do you mean, Jeff?
I'm not getting Outlast or Don't Starve on PS3. I don't know why I'm not, but I'm not.
Because they're not there, but you're getting more value. You're getting more games on a more consistent basis on the PS3 than you are on the PS4.
I don't know if you know this or not.
I have Outlast waiting for me, you know?
You do, yeah. And that's a $15, $20 game.
I don't know. You guys are aware that you can go to the website and, like, add the PS4 games to your cart if you don't have a PS4, right? So you can still take advantage of it.
Well, you should do that.
Yeah, you should. Like, I have been. That way, like, whenever I finally get a PlayStation 4, then I already have three games sitting there waiting. But you actually have to go and add them to the cart before they expire, you know?
Right. Sometime that month, go in.
Yeah. I don't know if... I just figured I'd share that. I don't know if that's common knowledge or not.
I didn't know to do that.
Well...
You have a PlayStation 4.
Right.
I would do that on PS3 with games that I, like, didn't want to take the time to download at that moment or whatever, right. Or I wasn't totally interested in.
But,
like, I don't know.
But you can't see the PlayStation 4 games on the PS3 store.
Yeah.
So you have to actually go to the website and log in real quick, and then you can add them to your cart and check out.
Yeah,
and
it's kind of the same on the PS4. You can't see the PS3 games, so.
Oh, huh.
But anyway, I don't know. It's like an extra $100. Plus an extra, what is it, PlayStation, or what is gold, like $60 a year?
Right.
Yeah, so that's like an extra $160 right out of the pocket.
Without even getting a game or anything out of it, you know. Yeah, I mean,
if I have the money to swing it and my wife okays the ordeal, then I'm leaning more Xbox One at this point.
I mean, I'm not,
my kid loves making faces at the monkeys.
Zoo Tycoon's pretty good.
Saying. It's a lot of fun.
I'm not saying that I think the PlayStation 4 is bad. It's just at this point,
right.
I don't like. If you're gonna buy one, I would buy one that has games that you want to play on it.
Right. And
I understand like I want to save $100, like, or in this case $160, but
for a better system, I would say.
How do you know that, Jeff? Like, I have both. I have both sitting in my system, and my PlayStation I've turned on three times in the last.
I'm saying just
two
in
months.
Terms of the hardware.
Right, but the Xbox and the GameCube were better systems than the PS2.
GameCube was not a better PlayStation.
The Dreamcast had a great.
Hold on.
No.
First off, You're right, I think.
Right, they were more powerful systems than the PS2.
I knew the Xbox one. I did not know the GameCube was more powerful than the
PS2. The PS2 was the lowest common denominator in any of those systems.
It was, but
man, power doesn't
mean
anything. I don't buy that argument.
I think GameCube was the best system.
I'm not denying that, but like, look at like the PlayStation 2 is
like huge library.
Everybody, like, if you look at the library, everyone is going to go, the PlayStation 2 was the better of those systems. Like, you could say, hey, I love my Xbox, I love my GameCube, I love my GameCube as well. But when you look back at it, like, people talk about the PlayStation 2, it was the most successful system that generation, and it was the lowest, it was the least powerful.
But I'm just saying, why, you know, you're paying $100 more for Xbox One when the games aren't running in 1080p on it. Like, I've seen side-by-side comparisons of certain games, and I'm like, it looks better on PS4.
I don't really care.
you're seeing side-by-side comparisons of it on the most optimal systems, like, on the most optimal setups as well.
Yeah.
So you're
maybe.
Like, no, not maybe. Like, when you're looking at Digital Foundry stuff, and like, they are setting that stuff up in a way that you are not doing when you buy your TV and bring it home. Like, unless you're
well,
a crazy video file, like, that has, like, measures the black levels on their TV, and like, and can count frames. Because, like, that's the thing. Like, so Battlefield 4 on both systems, like, Battlefield 4 runs a little bit better on the PS4. By like 2 to 3 frames.
Right.
Like, are you really able to discern, like, the difference between 55 frames per second and 52 frames per second?
No, but it's just,
it bugs
me.
But it's knowing,
it bugs
right,
me
Jeff?
Knowing I paid $100 more. Like, maybe I can't tell, but I paid $100 more for something that is
So it's a psychological thing. Like, you have no actual, like, there's nothing there indicating or hurting you in any way. Yes, it is psychological.
It is psychological.
It's logical.
No, it's not logical.
Not.
You just said you can't actually tell if you were playing it, like, but
I probably
because
couldn't.
You know,
like,
on
if
the
someone
back of your
set
head.
You down in front of a TV and said, "What are you playing on?" You'd be like, "I don't really know." A next gen console. That would be your answer. Like, you couldn't say, "Oh, this one looks better. It's running 33 frames compared to 31, so this is clearly a PlayStation 4."
I can't. I mean, yeah, that shit is.
Right, like
I can't tell if it's running 30 frames or 60 frames.
And
not really
me either.
I'm not saying down the line that might not hurt it.
Right.
But right now, like, there's really no discernible, like, there's nothing that hurts either of these systems. Like, if you're playing it to play Assassin's Creed or Battlefield 4 or Call of Duty, they're all on the same level.
So then you might as well get it on PS4 though, because
which is cheaper.
Right, but if that's why you're buying, you're you buy the system for the exclusives.
Well, that's the thing is I know you guys, like you and Tony, lean more towards playing on Xbox. And then there's the games like I still don't know if I'll buy Titanfall, but that's an option. Halo for sure, and Dead Rising. There's probably more. But that alone is more than I could say for PS4. Like, PS4, it's like, I pick that up, I'll be like, I want to play Resogun, I want to play Don't Starve, and I want to play Outlast. It's like all the downloadable games. You know? I don't know.
Right, which are cool, but they're not the, like...
They're bonuses.
You don't buy a system for those games.
Right.
Any of them.
Right, like, I mean, that's the problem.
Yeah, I guess,
like, Resogun was the best game on that system.
I don't know, it looks pretty sweet.
What? What is?
Resogun. The best game on that system. But it might possibly still be. Except it's a game that, like, unless you're big into high score chasing, which it doesn't have a leaderboard, so it's, like, really hard to kind of, like, figure that shit out. Like, unless that's something that, because there's only 5 levels, and they take about 2 to 3 minutes to play a piece.
There's no leaderboard?
Not anything that's, like, really easy to get to. Like, you know when you play Geometry Wars or Pac-Man, like, you can instantly see how your friends are doing.
It takes
more work to get to see, like, where your Resogun score is.
Hmm.
Like, it's just not intuitively built into it, and it's an arcade game. Like, that should have been the big thing that was there. Like, We're gonna make
this so stick out. Yeah.
We're gonna have it so that you can competitively chase your friend's scores. Like, I think Geometry Wars.
Should have had two,
right. Like anything where there's a score, yeah. And like because those games aren't. That's not the big draw for games anymore. So if you're gonna make an old school game like that, with the internet, like you need to be able to have that stuff there. And I think Resogun's fun, but because like. I couldn't easily see what, you know, Brian's score was or Josh's score was. I lost interest in it, and now it just sits there.
You should assume that Josh's score was insane.
Right, because he's a person that just sits down and plays forever.
It's obsessive, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that if you choose either system, you're making a bad call, though. Like, I think that if you're going to buy one for the games right now, there's more games that I think that you'd probably want to play on the Xbox One.
Yeah, I think there are. Like, with me anyway, for sure. I think Titanfall sounds really good. Forza's out.
So good.
Yeah.
Peggle.
A lot of my friends are playing on it, which sadly
That's
is
right.
a big deal at this point, you know?
Peggle's
like,
That
Plants vs. Zombies
game.
I put
a lot
out.
Of time into Peggle, I have to say.
That's right, Garden Warfare.
Yeah.
That's an Xbox game too, right? Or is it?
Yeah, it is. It's
I think it's a timed exclusive,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Have they stated whether that is a full retail release?
I don't know.
Or is that like a downloadable title? Because
it looked like a, like, I don't know, it could have been either or, but.
It looked like a downloadable title to me.
I'm hoping it is, because that seems really crazy of EA to release...
$60.
Well, release Garden Warfare, you know, it's a horde-based kind of mode, from what I understand, but for $60, just like, what, 13 days before Titanfall?
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to save my $60 for Titanfall.
Oh, you're going to buy it. You know you're going to buy it.
It's one of the games I actually have, like, I have that and Thief. Kind of budgeted for this month, but
Thief? Is that
going to
be
yeah.
good?
I don't know. I hope so.
Looks really good. I'm all over that. I'm in for Thief.
I opted for, this might surprise you, but probably not, Donkey Kong.
No,
and that's cool. I'm not. I think we talked about this before. But I'm not just not a Donkey Kong Country
yeah.
fan. Like.
I'm not that big into it, but it's like, it's a 2D platformer, so it's like,
yeah.
okay. You know what I mean? I'm not against Donkey Kong, so.
So you played SSX on PS3, somehow we...
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, well, yeah, speaking of obsessive, I don't know, like, you guys remember when, like, it first came out, like, I was really obsessed with it for a
yeah.
long time. So were a lot of us, like, we played it a lot, and we were always trying to beat other people's...
Yeah, it came out at a really good time when there was nothing else out, and it kind of scratched that itch of competitive play, but you didn't actually have to be playing with people at the time.
Yeah, I was just telling my roommate all about that. I was like, dude, I would come home from work and turn it on, like, my Xbox and just wait to see... You know, like, who had beat me, who I had beaten while I wasn't even playing, you know. And then, and I was obsessed with the game where, like, I would play the same race run over and over and over and then go, I could shave a second off that, you know, and I would keep doing it to where I got to a point where I felt that nobody could beat me, you know, at least with the race times, not the trick runs, but, I think you go back and, like, you look at some of the race times and they're probably, a lot of them are still unbeaten by our friends. But anyways, so going back to, I bought it on PS3, and the reason being, besides the fact that I like to throw away money, was I was like, well, I had mastered the 360 version, so this was an excuse to replay it. So I get on PS3, I have no times on it, you know, so it was just
blank right,
slate.
It's all new scores.
And different people, like, so, unfortunately though, it's like the only people that had it on PS3 that I could tell were Don, like I'm going against his scores, which we'll get to that in a minute. and Secret Tunnel, like as far as I can tell, those are the only two people on my PS3 friends list that like really played it. So it's kind of taken a little bit out of it. But yeah, Don, did you play this game much? Because doesn't seem
no,
like it.
I played it for like 3 days, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you mentioned it the other night, last night maybe, and I was like. I just kind of chuckled to myself, and I was like, oh, dude, he doesn't even know. Like, I didn't play that game very long.
Well, it's like, dude, I'm doing, you know, I haven't played this game in 2 years, and my first, like, try, like an hour ago, I did my first try on a, like, a trick run, and I beat you by, like, fucking 3 million.
Oh, I just looked at that, just, like, right now. I'm like, oh, my God. Now the time was, like, beat me by, like,
one. And I'm not even good at the trick runs, but yeah, you should see, I just posted a time one where I, like, I spent, like, the last hour and a half just trying to get this time run perfect. I think it's pretty flawless right now. 156, you had 217. My best before 156 was 159, so I somehow shaved 2.5 seconds off. Anyways, yeah, so I have an issue with this game. Like, once I start playing it, I get really fucking...
I guess like, I might have to rent that game. Like, I got a free rental from, or not free, but I have an open rental with Gamefly, so...
Well, like, did you like it when you played it, or...
That was alright. I mean, I don't know, I was busy. Yeah, that was
I still played my copy for, like, 5 minutes.
What?
I don't know. I remember, Tony, you didn't, like, dig it at all.
Well, I just never got into it. Like, I literally played, like, halfway through the tutorial, and something interrupted me, and I never went back.
Yeah, that's the thing, is, like, it's not an easy one to just kind of jump into. There's, like, a few little things you gotta know. Like, you definitely have to play the tutorial, and then, like, if I just went back into playing it again without playing the tutorial this time, after not playing for a year or two, I would just be awful, you know what I mean? But, that said, I mean, like, do you like that type of game?
I don't normally play that kind of game.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, but Don is into, like, arcade racing type games, and not in a car, but...
Yeah.
It's a total arcade game, you know?
Which is a big difference, because most of my arcade racing is, like tuning cars and stuff. Like, I miss Need for Speed, like the old school ones.
Got ya.
But I may have to rent it. I'll see.
I wonder if some of it too, Don, might have been that when you played it, like as Jeff said, like when we really got into it, it was we had like 10, 12 people playing it on our friends list.
Yeah, that could be. I only had like two, my neighbor and
yeah.
That was it.
So, like, I mean, we were placing, like, the worded geotags and...
Yeah.
Jeff said, like, setting scores and racing against each other, and it was just, like, nonstop. So it was, like, we would, like, hop on to, like, see what was going on, and, oh, shit, like, all right, well, nobody's done this one yet. I'm going to set the score on this, and then you come back the next day and, like, see that it was obliterated by somebody, or you held on to it and...
So that was the great thing about it, too, is, like, you could earn XP while you weren't playing. It's
right.
Like, someone tried to go up against you, or, like, you know, played the same slope as you, and they didn't do as well. Like, you earned a fucking XP. Which you could use to buy, like, faster boards and shit. Like, I don't know. There are a lot of great things. There are very few bad things I thought about the game. So, I don't know.
So, I mean, there was, like, the whole customization aspect, where you were... You know, buying new boards, new suits that like gave you bonuses, like for speed or for toughness, and that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's it, Jeff.
Yeah, like that's just those two. Like, very last couple of weeks, just been very much arcade style games for me. Like Need for Speed, this actual arcade games.
Easy stuff to jump into and just play. Like.
Yeah. I'm kind of like in the waiting period. I'm waiting for something new. So it's just like, shit, like this is really fun.
Right.
Like your Xbox One, for example.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in no rush. I mean, all I'm going to get with that is Dead Rising. So it's like, Dead Rising.
That's a game you're going to sink time into, though.
You should get that soon.
No, I know. I know, but like, for me, like, I'm really waiting on, like, Donkey Kong will be nice, and then
right,
I think it's... Week after that is South Park, which I'm excited for.
Yeah.
Dark Souls.
Yo.
There's like a 3 week stretch there.
So last gen.
I know, but they're going to be better than anything you guys are playing.
Word.
Doubt it. I've got E4 Conquest of Paradise. I'm fine.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Doesn't Dark Souls come out the same day as Titanfall?
That's why I'm not buying Titanfall.
So who's gonna be playing Dark Souls 2 again? Not us.
It's like, I'm gonna sink a lot of time into Titanfall, I can tell you that right now.
Is this, I don't know, maybe I should wait and ask later. Whoa! I just seen that the Ace Combat Infinity beta is on the PlayStation 3. Oh my god.
Oh my god! Oh!
Tony, what have you been playing?
I've actually been playing the same games I was playing last week. So lots of NBA 2K14. I'm in the playoffs now. So I put in, wow, that's a lot of games, because I played like every game. So that's like, I was also suspended a couple times and I missed a couple games due to injury. So that's probably like a good 80 games total that I've played of it so far.
Oh, wow.
And now my player is like awesome.
What does your Xbox One timer say?
There's a timer.
If you compare it to, like, if you were to compare it to Fozzie's, it'll tell you, like, how much time you spent playing.
Let's see, I got my Xbox One up right now. I just go to my achievements and compare them with Fozzie's?
Yeah, compare them to Fozzie's.
And there's a timer now?
Yeah, it gives you
kind of... That's awesome.
It's not... It doesn't seem to be super accurate, because once it gets over a day, it just starts calculating in days. But even then, like, that gets a little depressing when you're like, oh, I've spent 3 days playing Forza. Three whole days.
Nice. 72 hours.
Right. That's sad.
My player is awesome. He's really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's now at the point where, like, if I'm inside the free throw button, or the free throw line, I just hit the shoot button, and my player, like, jumps over everyone and dunks the ball.
So this is in your rookie season, right?
Yeah, this is my rookie season.
Wow.
I'm in the playoffs for the first time. All right, it says I've... Let's see. It says I've played it for 2 days.
Which, I mean, like, 80 games, that's pretty reasonable.
Hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
40 hours into a basketball game.
It's really good. It's really good. I still enjoy it every time.
That's the sign of a good game, though, right? Like,
yeah. Like, I always feel like I get into these modes, and I get, like, uber competitive, and then I start to get frustrated with it. Whenever something bad happens, it's not my fault. Like, you miss you do everything right on a shot, and you just miss, because it was the percentage chance said that you would miss this time.
Right.
But for some reason, this game is so good that I don't care.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it's like that. The frustration level is nothing, and I just enjoy every game out.
And you haven't spent any real money playing.
I haven't spent 1 cent. The only thing I've done to get extra, it's coins in this game.
Right.
To get extra coins, I downloaded the app to my phone, which gives you like a bonus.
Every day?
Every day.
That's cool.
Plus, you get to do NBA Pick'em, and every game you pick correctly, you get another 50 coins.
Okay.
Which is another game within a game. It's kind of fun to, like, pick the game and see how well you can do.
And it's a nice way to kind of get around, like, you can buy it if you want, but if you don't want to do that, you can kind of, like, play this other game and spend some time with that. That's cool.
Right. Yeah. I have to say it's the one game that's like defined my next gen experience so far. I've been having 2 days worth of time to it.
This is your Call of Duty 2.
Yeah, I suppose.
I don't know, what was your guy, let's go back one gen, what was the game that like
World of War.
The first game that defined your Elder Scrolls.
Like the game that you played when you first got it that you really liked.
Oh no, yeah. SOCOM, sorry. SOCOM.
SOCOM?
SOCOM Confrontation. On PS3.
Or on PS3. Like, that was your, like, first big last-gen game?
Yep.
It's crazy.
Dude, I sunk hundreds of hours into that game. Hundreds. No joke. The last time I looked at that thing, I was in, like, four-something hundred play time hours. It's retarded.
Mine was Gears. I got my Xbox like about a month after Gears came out, and that was the first big next gen It just looks so much better than anything else. I got my Xbox 360 a year after it came out, so I was a year late getting into last gen.
So what were you doing in the meantime?
Like when
playing GameCube.
When the Xbox first came out?
Because there was nothing coming out like that, as far as I remember on the.
God of War 2 came out after the PS3, which came out a year after the Xbox 360 launch. So there were still games coming out. Like the PS3 wasn't out yet.
Here, my issue was I had a GameCube, and the only thing that came out.
Well, at that point, yeah, nothing was everything. Had
there was
right
a game.
Out.
There was Super Monkey Ball Adventures, probably one of the worst games I've ever.
Is that all you had last? Like that. That gen before though was GameCube.
Yeah, okay. I think I had a PS2 for a couple months.
Oh, just but so you didn't have a PlayStation 2?
I got one just to. That's what happened. There was nothing on GameCube. Like after, like once 360 came out, like at that point nothing came out on GameCube. There was one game, and it was awful. And then so I was like, I bought a PS2 just to like play games I'd missed, like Guitar Hero and God of War and stuff.
How did you play? Like Vice City and GTA 3 and San Andreas. And...
Well, when I briefly owned a PS2,
okay,
like in that little drought, I played San Andreas. The other ones I just played, like at friends and shit.
Got ya.
So yeah, like in that couple of months, I got to try like Katamari, Guitar Hero, God of War, San Andreas, and then like fucking Dead Rising came out for 360, and like I saw reviews of that and like video of it, and I was like, I'm getting a 360. And I sold the PS2 and like fucking everything.
Oops.
So Dead Rising was mine. That was my first last gen game, like big game.
Yeah, I could see that. You play anything else, Tony?
I play more EU4.
Of the new expansion?
Yes. Freaky thing that happens after your colonies get too big, they form like a colonial nation.
Oh.
They form their own country. And then you have to appease them or they revolt. And
I was about to say, so do you actually have to do you still control them to a degree or?
No, you have no control over them. You do get like huge portions of their revenue, but you have to like treat them like a England would have treated the 13 colonies. And like, you know, raise their tax levels or whatever, try to like appease them or exploit them. And if you exploit them too much, they revolt, and you have to, like, fight them.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's kind of freaky when it first happens, though, because I played so many EU games. I'm like, I'm used to just, like, forming my colony and watching it get bigger and bigger and having complete control over the whole thing. And this time, my colony was, like, it wasn't even that big. And it's like, oh, by the way, you formed a colonial nation. And it's gone. I'm like, oh, fuck, what happened?
So
what did I do wrong?
I wonder, is that how it always happens whenever you try and colonize the new world, or?
That is supposed to be how it works now.
Oh, that's, I don't know, I kind of just want to, like, take over, you know?
I mean, you can if you want.
Oh, okay.
Gosh. I mean, they filled the new world with so many nations now, like, it used to be, like, almost the entire new world was empty, except for, like, the, generic like tribes you had to fight whenever you landed in a space, and now they filled them all up with countries. There's so the Aztec, the Maya, the Iroquois, the Huron are all like separate countries now that you can like either negotiate with or fight and take their territory.
Nice. Yeah, I was gonna play Saturday, I think, or Sunday, whenever I was gonna play. I was trying to get you to play, but you weren't getting my Steam messages, and then my laptop overheated. But
so it wouldn't have mattered anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I would have been even more mad. But yeah, I was going to play as a Native American because they've tweaked the Native Americans, and I think you can control them now. I don't think you could before the
you could, but right? They've like expanded some of the like the events and like the government stuff, and so it's actually more worth playing now because they're actually fleshed out.
Awesome.
I don't. Not really my thing. I like to conquer huge spots of territory.
I'm the same way.
Native American, not that appealing. Because the other thing is, once you start landing, like you start getting messages about like them dying from like plagues.
brought on by your people.
Nice.
And like you could choose to like aid them, or let them die. No comment on what I chose.
All right, we're gonna talk a little bit more about that shortly. So, that's it though for what you've been playing.
That's it. It's a Battlefield 4.
If you want to talk about this. So, I played some Battlefield 4. It's a Player Appreciation Month.
I feel appreciated.
Yeah, me too.
They really appreciated that $60 as they walked away with it.
Well, and they got you for that, and I bought premium, so they got 100 out of me. Or 110, whatever the hell it cost.
It's like, if this worked, I would buy premium, because the gameplay is awesome.
Yeah.
But, god damn, it doesn't work.
It's the problem is sometimes it does.
Yeah, see, the bad thing
is... I was trying to play this evening. I'm like, it was 10 o'clock. I'm like, okay, I have an hour. I can either play this or NBA 2K, but I think I'm going to play some Battlefield 4. So I hop into my first match. There's some battle going on really far away from me, so I'm like, alright, I'm going to hop in this tank. I hop into the tank, and the game immediately crashes. I'm like, oh, I'm loading NBA 2K14. We'll see you, Battlefield 4.
Tony and I... tried to play last night. So did Fozzie, actually. All three of us tried to play last night and play together. I got on early and was waiting around for Tony to get on, so I had joined into a team deathmatch. Which isn't the most enjoyable way to play Battlefield, but the matches generally are short enough that you can get out of one. Like a conquest match is, it's a half hour to 45 minute, you know, excursion.
Right. Yeah.
So you need some time. Like, and you know, with Tony joining, like I was like, I'll just wait. He actually joined up with my squad, no problem, in a team deathmatch. And after that, we were like, all right, let's back out of this. We'll jump into a conquest match.
Well, did you have the same problem during this match that I was having?
During the team deathmatch?
With the sound not working.
No.
It was completely silent.
No,
actually, I would hear the music play, but that whole time it was like quiet.
I had the problem, so we backed out, and I tried to get a match going, and it wouldn't let me in. So I saw Tony had joined a match, so I joined his match, no problem. But then I didn't have sound, and it wouldn't let me on Tony's squad. So I backed out and was like, all right, maybe I just did it wrong. So I joined him from the menu, instead of joining him from Battlelog, which is where you can actually individually select a player and join up in their squad. So I backed out and did that, and every time I loaded Battlelog up, the game would crash. Every single time. So I was like, Jesus Christ. So I must have spent close to an hour and 15 minutes trying to get into Tony's match. I finally do. I'm on the opposite team, and I don't know, but Tony could probably verify this as well. Over half of the people in there had no gamer tags attached.
Right.
To
their... You couldn't see who they were. I'm like, I thought Chris was in my squad the whole time. I'm like, half the people I don't know in the squad, they don't have gamer tags now, so maybe Chris is one of these people. I really don't know.
Which I might have actually been at one point, because I joined a squad that had no gamer tags. But you weren't in the game. So like, I was like, all right. Maybe he backed out. I don't, like, it was a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah, the sad thing is, like, whenever I haven't played in a while, so they've had patches, I'm sure it broke some more shit, but, I didn't have any problems playing on the PS3 at all.
See, that's
like outside of the first week, no problem.
Heard that, like after that first week, after the launch week, the PS3 and 360 versions, outside of like some minor issues, which it's a pretty big game, like they were mostly playable. But yeah, the PS4 and Xbox One versions were janked. Which I had honestly thought that maybe they had gotten past those problems. Because Tony and I have been kind of playing it on and off for about the last month. And they announced Player Appreciation Month. You go in, you get a battle pack, or whatever it is, like a briefcase. If you log in every day, so you get in a new one each day you go in. And It's like, all right, this sounds great. Like, get some, like, cool equipment, some boosts or whatever. And then it's like, they just totally shit on you. Oh. So, yep, that's Battlefield. It's really fun when it works.
When it works. That's the problem, is that it works well enough sometimes that you're like, I really want to give this another shot. I really do. I like it.
Which, and my biggest problem with that is, like, this is them, like, really chasing after Call of Duty, and evidently Battlefield sold really well again.
Somehow.
Well, actually, it makes perfect sense. Like, people are buying it on name alone, and a lot of those buy it initially.
Yeah.
So, I'm really worried, you know, what happens with the next version of this, or with Battlefront. Like, DICE is supposed to be making Star Wars Battlefront, so, like, I don't have a whole lot of confidence that this is going to be, they can deliver a working product of that scale. So, and Call of Duty works all the time for me.
It's not as fun, though. I don't know. I don't think so, anyway. Like, I haven't played Battlefield in a while, but,
They're different types of games, really. I mean, it depends on what you're going in for. Like, I mean, I think Call of Duty does close quarters combat really well.
Yeah, I mean, I think Battlefield did, too. I thought, anyway. I enjoyed, I actually played quite a bit of Team Deathmatch for shits and giggles.
Yeah, I don't think their map design is very good in Team Deathmatch, though.
I like
garbage.
It.
Yeah, I don't like it, I gotta say.
Like, it's like they have taken a part of one of the other maps and just, like, alright, we're gonna give you, like, a couple buildings and, like, a street corner or something.
And it all feels, like, really circular. All the maps, you're like, it's just this circle of death.
Because I think what they really did was they kind of just, they took part of their map for Conquest or Rush and just drew a circle. and then drop that out. Like, they didn't actually design a map specifically for that game mode.
Right.
They designed a map just like, all right, we're going to throw people that, you know, instantly respawn in a close quarter situation. I do like the fact that I can still heal people and revive people and spot people in Team Deathmatch and get points for that, though.
Right.
It's like you can't do that in Call of Duty. Like, but yeah, I played a lot of Call of Duty over the weekend as well, because the new map pack came out for that, and those four maps are fantastic.
Are they?
Fog, Ignition, Bayview, and
Fog sounds really good.
Fog might be the weakest one, but
that's the horror themed one, right?
Yeah. Bayview, I think, might be their best one. They're all actually symmetrical, unlike the ones that they created for Ghost Proper. Ghost Proper, all those maps are a little too big.
Yeah, I'm not big on those maps.
These are nice and tight. Fog is a little bit bigger than everything else, but these are nice, tight maps. They don't have long snipe lanes, so you're not, like, spawning in a team deathmatch and getting killed from across the map, which sucks. You actually have some time to kind of get around the map. And I did become Michael Myers at one point.
Nice.
That's so stupid.
I was just about to ask you that.
Yeah, I did. I think I talked about it a little last week. You have to complete a field order to get that. And I did finally complete a field order, and it says, oh, like, care package or whatever. And when you do it, when you open up the care package, you become Michael Myers. And you're just running around at, like, super fast speed.
What?
Well, it's like the
what?
It's basically a maniac, like.
Yeah.
except,
Michael Myers walks. He should be, like, a intimidating juggernaut or something.
Yeah, it's really funny, though.
Right, like, you just walk around all slowly, and people can just, like, spray you with balls and doesn't do shit.
That might have been a better way to do it, but it's really funny, like, because when you watch the replay of it, like, where you watch somebody actually kill you as Michael Myers, like, in the kill cam of it, it's hysterical, because, like, you just see, like, this super fast dude in a Michael Myers outfit with an axe, not a knife, like an axe, just chasing people down and hacking them apart. And it's really kind of funny. Stupid, but it's funny. They did something pretty cool in those maps too. There's 4 Easter eggs to find, and if you find them and play their extinction mode, there's an achievement for that. So that was neat. But Bayview is like San Francisco. It's like a pier in San Francisco. Really well done. Just you're kind of moving through this bay area shopping center through restaurants and stuff. And there's some nice towers and stuff to climb on. Ignition is, I still don't know what the name of the map from Modern Warfare 2, but it's a Modern Warfare 2 map that they just remade, and it's now overgrown with shit, and that's pretty cool. And what the hell is this? There's one other. Oh, Containment is like this church, and then there's a bridge and like a couple other buildings on the other side, and it all works really well. All 4 of the maps, like, and there's a good amount of people playing it too, which I was kind of surprised. So they did a good job with turnover on that map pack. So there's been a consistent about 52,000 people playing on an average in Ghosts, and about 10,000 people are playing on the Onslaught maps. Like,
that's good. I wonder when's it coming to the PlayStation brand?
It's end of this month, I think. They announced.
It's not that far away, so.
Might end up picking that up on PS3. I don't know.
Yeah, it's coming shortly. So,
but I think I don't have any friends to play with though.
Yeah.
You have friends, Don?
No, I have like 2.
Oh, and they did this one other thing that I thought was really cool. So when you go into Onslaught, there's a Onslaught Deathmatch, Onslaught Objective, and then Onslaught Hardcore. And Deathmatch is a mix of Kill Confirmed and Team Deathmatch. So you get like that, it's a nice like flip. Instead of having to go specifically into Kill Confirmed or specifically into Deathmatch, you get both of those game modes kind of rotating for all 4 of the maps, which is nice.
Hmm.
So, the only other thing I really played 2 other things. I played a lot of the Bravely Default demo. That game's really good. I'm looking forward to it coming out this week. It's an old-school Final Fantasy game with a really cool battle system. There's this thing called you can brave or default. If you default, it stores a battle point for you. It kind of puts you in defense mode. Like, I think most JRPGs like have like a defend mode where you kind of just buckle down and you'll take less damage if you get hit. And Brave allows you to spend those battle points. So you can bank, like, a ton of these points, these battle points, by defaulting your character's moves and then just unleashing hell on them, on the enemies by hitting Brave, like, just, so you can string together, like, 9-10 attacks in one go. So some of the boss battles become a little strategic because they can default as well. So you don't want to attack them when they're in kind of a default mode. You want to get them in between their big attacks and then string together your big attacks and try and take them down. So it's actually pretty cool. I don't know how the story is going to be though. So story in the demo is kind of light, but it's a demo.
Yeah, it looked pretty good. Like, I had heard the name, and then whenever I did the release list this week, I watched some videos, and I'm like, man, that game actually looks pretty good.
Yeah, and there's a job system, like Final Fantasy V style, and so you can level up all the jobs. And there's also this other mini game in there where you are repairing a town, and as you repair the town, which takes place over time, so if you've ever played a mobile game, like, hey, like, build this building here, and, like, there's, like, a really long timer of, like, you know, sometimes it's, like, 90 minutes, sometimes it's 10 hours. And as you do that, as that time expires, and that, that thing gets built, then you get a bonus sent to you, or you unlock something else in the game. So it's an interesting approach, kind of like a mix of mobile and more traditional JRPG-ness. So I'll have more to say about that once the real game comes out, though. And finally, Jeff will be interested in this. I finished Dead Rising 3. That game's really good.
Jeff's asleep.
Yeah, he just left, so it's a shame for him, because...
God damn it, Jeff. Perfect timing.
Dead Rising 3 is actually really, really good. That game gets crazy as the game progresses. Chick ends up with a flamethrower arm at one point. I ran around with a lightsaber towards the end of the game, which you build by mixing gems with a flashlight, which is, I guess, how you would actually build a lightsaber. I don't know. I know you use gems, and it kind of looks like a flashlight.
Isn't that how it works in a...
In Star Wars.
It's the Old Republic?
Sure.
You, I mean, you collect the gems.
Yeah. And like a flashlight type thing. So.
Yeah.
That thing was awesome. there's a special, a challenge that can be completed, and you get extra experience points for using the lightsaber and killing 200 enemies with it, which I did very, very quickly. That game is just really, like, I was surprised when I first played it back when Xbox One came out. I was like, I don't know, this still seems kind of, like, goofy, stupid. I mean, it is goofy, stupid, but it turns a corner and it becomes really fun. And it's really impressive, especially towards the end, where there are just hundreds and hundreds of zombies on screen at once. You're just kind of wading through them, so I think Jeff will be happy with that when he finally gets his Xbox One. But yeah, that's it. That's all I've been up to. So, what do we got for news?
I don't know. You had a couple things.
Yeah,
I only had one bit of, I guess, stupidity would be the word I would use.
Okay.
So basically, on Monday, the news got out that Ubisoft had, for whatever reason, decided to withdraw their trademark for Watch Dogs. So, of course, and Ubisoft hadn't made any sort of announcement whatsoever, so it had just been found by someone who happened to be hunting through the trademark requests for the U.S. Patent Office, and they saw this and like, oh my god. And of course the gaming community gets all buzzed and everybody gets involved and they're like, oh my god, what are they doing? Are they canceling Watch Dogs? Are they rebranding it as Assassin's Creed? This huge hoopla ensues. And then the next day Ubisoft announces that someone has fraudulently filed this request. Some hacker had gotten into the system, forged their CEO's signature on the request, and canceled Watch Dogs for them.
Nice.
We're recording this on Wednesday. As of today, the cancellation of their trademark has been revoked. So Watch Dogs is once again trademarked by Ubisoft as a video game.
Yeah, I kind of like stumbled into that. And it was just like people were talking about Watch Dogs being canceled, and like it was crazy. But the crazier things have happened,
right? And I mean, you've seen this happen with other games, but then again, when you start looking back at some of the stuff, like Ubisoft had only renewed this very trademark 3 days before. When you start thinking about things like that, you're like, this really doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Seems shady.
I
still think we're going to get word that the Wii U version of that game has been
announced. Oh, I think the Wii U version is gone. I don't really see any reason for it to exist. I don't know why they would put a lot of effort into it.
Are you talking about Watch Dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. You want to bet money?
I think it's gone.
I don't think so.
I mean,
I'll probably get it on Xbox One, honestly, but...
I mean, no, I'm
Ubisoft has supported
them. Get it at all.
They have, but they haven't gotten anything from it, so...
I don't know.
They have some sort of partnership. For them to put out games like Splinter Cell and Assassin's Creed, and apparently those versions are quite good, actually. Like, I heard Splinter Cell is great on it, you know?
Right, right, and that's the thing. Like, they spent this development money on building these games that are actually pretty good on their system, and they're not getting any return on that investment. Like, I just don't see where they continue to invest in them.
Well, they've already put money into a Wii U version at that right. point. You know?
I mean, it's possible that they're far enough along that it doesn't matter.
Right, but I mean, how much did they actually put into the Wii U version? Like,
it won't be good.
Like, I think the Wii U version is probably just a slightly better looking version than the 360 and PS3 version, right? Because it's still coming to those systems, right?
True.
Maybe.
Maybe those maybe those versions are also canceled, and I guess we'll find out.
Why do you guys think all this?
I mean,
why do you think that would be canceled for like 360 and PS3?
I don't think it would be canceled for those systems.
I don't know, Jeff. Like, but I also don't see it selling particularly well on any of those systems. I know there's more of those systems out there, but like the was it GameStop or somebody had kind of reported that last gen sales of games that appeared on both did not kind of meet expectations for the 360 PS3 version. So like Assassin's Creed and stuff like that did not sell as well as they had been.
Well, you're gonna sell a little less. Like they should expect.
They sold considerably, you know what I mean? Less though. Like there was a huge knockoff from year over year from what they were expecting, I guess. I don't know. We'll see. But it is kind of funny that about that trademark thing. So I had two pieces of news. I guess the first one is Microsoft is doing a big update, system update for the Xbox One to fix some issues, particularly with party chat. And they're delivering a battery indicator, which should have been in the goddamn system to start with.
Now I'm like, whenever I'm playing multiplayer, I'm like, okay, I'm changing the battery before we get started, just in case.
Right. Well, that happened to me when we were playing 2 weeks ago in Battlefield. Like, you guys were like, what is Chris, where'd he go?
We were like staring at you. Why is Chris just standing there doing nothing?
My batteries had died. God damn it. But, and that's all going to happen right before Titanfall. So they're getting all this stuff worked out right before the big game releases. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The other one, I had retweeted a blog post from somebody that works does work with like Amazon Web Services. I guess their company is kind of on there. And they have on record Verizon saying that they're throttling Netflix and Amazon Web Services the bandwidth.
Nice. Yes.
This is all kind of ties into the net neutrality thing that had been revoked, 2 weeks ago now?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago was the ruling by the FCC.
Yeah. So I kind of wanted to bring this to light, because I mean, like, we all use Netflix, but whatever. I think from a gaming perspective, though, does this have an impact on Sony and PlayStation Now? Like, that's something that, like, all right, video being kind of downgraded, you know, they're throttling the bandwidth there. We can make do with, like, a lesser version of what they're showing on Netflix. But if, you know, you're getting a lesser quality of a game that requires more data to be transmitted back and forth.
Yeah.
Is that going to make it unplayable on certain providers? Like, are you going to have to go with a certain provider, a preferred provider?
So which provider is this?
This is Verizon.
Verizon, okay.
But
I don't have Verizon.
Comcast might do it as well, and
I think that's who I have is Comcast.
AT&T WorldCom, like, it's Time Warner Cable, like, all of them have the option to do this right. because the net neutrality thing has, you know, was squashed, so. That
sucks.
Yeah, any fear.
Because Netflix
that...
is like, my cable here, basically.
Right. And it is for a lot of people, and
I think these companies don't like that.
Right. Verizon, Comcast, Time Warner, right. like, they want you to buy their cable package.
I'll just stop watching TV. Show them. I ain't gotta watch TV. My kids don't gotta watch TV either. That's what books are for, bitches.
Yes, I mean, that's just scary implications there. And if I'm Sony, I'm really worried about this right now.
Yeah, that's...
It's like you're gonna ready to launch a huge streaming service. Like if you're them, or if you're WWE, who's getting ready to launch their own network, which is all via streaming. Like, these are services that need to work, you know, if you're asking people for money.
I don't know. I would think that at least the game...
Well, they say you don't need a good connection for PlayStation Now. Is like five
megabytes, which is what you need for HD quality Netflix. But
which is decent. I mean, I lived in the ghetto up in Oklahoma, and I could only get like four max.
Right, five megs is still
not bad.
I think Tony had numbers a couple weeks ago of what the average U.S. broadband user actually gets, and it's less than that.
Right.
Yeah, wow. I get about 20 here, like if I'm plugged in.
Yeah.
But Wi-Fi, I get about four to nine off Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, I pay for a 50 meg connection, like more. I'm also in a major metropolitan area. So.
Right. That's just it. If you live in Philadelphia, if you live in Washington D.C., you have that stuff easily.
Right.
But if you live elsewhere,
right, like in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Right,
where the
so,
internet doesn't work.
So those of us that live in major cities, we might be okay. Although, even with that, you know, a 50 meg connection, if Verizon, Comcast, whoever is throttling the amount of bandwidth that goes to a certain provider, so let's say you need a 5 megabyte connection for HD quality Netflix, but they throttle it down to give you 3.
But what if what you're saying, you know, based off everything you're kind of talking about and putting two and two together, it sounds like they might be doing this because of the whole, you know, people are using Netflix for cable ordeal, so this is kind of like, you know, stepping
right.
a fist
but,
up their ass.
But they're also doing it. They're also doing it to Amazon and
right.
The Amazon Web Services, which we very very nearly used as the provider for our website.
Right.
Okay.
Like,
but do you really? I don't know how that. How would that impact the website though?
It loads slower.
Yeah, but I mean,
if you're hosting
how
video,
bad would they
and
slow it? Would they throttle it? You know, like I mean, I guess if you're hosting.
Well, here's the thing. After this ruling, however much they want to.
Right.
So basically, they can come to companies now and say, okay, you're going to give us X number of dollars, or we will do this to your website. We will do this to your cloud-provided service.
Right, that's really what it really hits. It's not a matter of, you know, they're doing it to Netflix because, you know, Netflix is taking away their subscribers.
Right.
They could do this to anybody who is using a large amount of their bandwidth. So Sony, Microsoft, Nintendo, whoever... Like, I mean, Microsoft, a lot of what Titanfall is doing is based on cloud service, like, supposedly. So, like, that game being online only needs to communicate with the servers, and what if they're like, hey, we're gonna throttle, you know, connections to Microsoft. And all of a sudden Titanfall just becomes a shit show.
Right. A lag fest.
Or like, yeah, it becomes a lag fest, or, you know, Battlefield 5 comes out, and they're like, oh, shit, like, there's like 30 million people playing this game on our server or whatever, on our system. you know, throttle that shit down, because EA can pay us for that.
We did beat our revenue for this quarter, so let's do this.
Right. Like, that's really scary.
It is, it is, it is. Hopefully not every carrier follows suit and, you know, gives consumers an option.
There's a petition on the White House website right now that you can get on that will change the classification of web-provided services to fall under a
utility, right?
Right. So basically your electric company can't tell you what you spend electricity on, like what you use it for.
Uh-huh.
And it would move internet to that same category.
Right. And like it's kind of the same with the phone. Like you can use you can make local calls for whatever you want. Like they can't tell you can't call the pizza place. Like
just you can't call the pizza place like unless you pay an extra $10 a month.
Just imagine like if you're using your house phone or your cell phone and the provider you carry tells you that you can't call Pizza Hut, you have to call Domino's. Like they just don't allow connections to Pizza Hut because they have a deal with Domino's.
You've hit your cap of calls to Pizza Hut this month, I'm sorry.
And now like or as you know Tony said, like they can't tell you what to do with your electricity. Like, oh, well, we don't want you to use electricity to your refrigerator, so like because we want you to eat out more or whatever. Now, just take it from a game perspective now, like, Microsoft can afford to pay this. Sony's in a lesser position. Like, what if they're like, alright, Microsoft, Sony, like, pay up. Like, and one of them can't.
Yeah, it's gonna be...
That could, like, PSN downloads, which are now much faster on the PS4, could go back to being absolute shit. You know, maybe Microsoft shit just goes to hell because they're like, no, we're not paying for this. Like, yeah, so I go out there and get on that. What's it, the White House website? You said, Tony.
Yeah.
Like, just sign that petition. Like, get this shit reclassified properly. Like, there's no reason for it to be listed as some sort of crazy provider.
You should put a link in the show notes.
We will. Yeah.
Okay. We'll be there. There
make it easy for these guys.
Sure. So there's our piece of social justice for the day.
Yeah, I feel better. Yes. I'm gonna sleep well tonight.
All right. So before we move on to questions, I think Jeff got some. I don't know how much, but some.
Not much.
We on the site we did the February power rankings.
Suck it, Watch Dogs.
Yeah, so number 10 was Thief. That's a new entry, mostly based on Tony and Mai's kind of interest in it.
Right.
So that came in at number 10. Lightning Returns Final Fantasy 13.
What?
Moved up one spot. Had the same amount of points, but
it was only on one list. I don't know whose
right.
list
it
was.
Yeah.
I don't know. not your guys'.
Number 8 was Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls. That's another new entry.
Yeah.
And Watch Dogs slipped 3 spots to number 7.
I think I bumped mine down based on a conversation with Tony.
And I eliminated it from my list completely.
Yeah, I didn't go that far. I just bumped mine down to 10.
I think it might have been off my list as well.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Mostly just because I'm interested in other games at this point, but... Jeff, you're going to say something. You're still excited for Watch Dogs, right?
Yeah, I think it'll be pretty good. Hopefully.
I don't know. I'm just a little worried that, you know... That's a really long delay for a game that was supposed to have been nearing completion.
Yeah, I'm losing interest in it too. On top of what me and Tony talked about, like I'm losing interest in it.
Like it seemed really cool when they announced it.
It did.
And then last year it was like, all right, this is that next gen. Like we kind of talked about the next gen experience. That's kind of what this felt like. Like this is going to be that next gen experience. And now it's just, it's slowly slipping away from that for me.
No, I mean, I can totally see that. It might be dated by that point, you never know.
Right. Number six, Halo 5, that moved up one spot, although I think it lost some points. Slipped a little bit, I think, on my list and on Tony's list. But it made it onto Fozzie's list, so. Or Jeff's list, somebody's list.
Yeah. Might have gone up mine since I'm getting Xbox One.
Yeah, it's just like, now I'm a little worried about it though, because they remember that it's not coming out this year, right. So it might not be on our list.
That whole Halo 2 remake sounds way legit, like that will probably happen.
And, you know, I'm okay with that.
It'll be fun.
Like, I've been saying this for years, like, give me an HD collection of all the Halo maps, and, like, Halo multiplayer. And just, I'll be happy. Like, if that's, you know, there was a lot of maps in Halo 2, so.
And if they, like, completely redo them for, like, next-gen graphics or whatever.
Yeah. That could be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
South Park, The Stick of Truth, stays in at number 5.
I don't know why.
Dude, every time I watch an episode of this show lately, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for that game.
I know.
The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt moved up two spots to number 4. And then our top three remained exactly the same as last month. Dark Souls 2 at number 3. Titanfall at number 2, although that netted an extra first place vote this time around.
It's probably going to make my list next month. I'm getting a little more excited about it.
And Destiny is still holding our number one slot, so...
I don't know about that.
You don't know about Destiny? Come on.
It's in my top five.
Where's Galactic Civilizations 3? I just want to know that. Why is that not everyone's...
I haven't seen enough yet, sorry.
Galactic Civilizations 3 is on the bubble.
Yeah.
Damn it, John, throw a vote in there.
Along with Alien Isolation, you're right, Jeff.
Now he's got out of the bubble and onto the list.
Alien Isolation needs to go into a small
game of the year.
2014.
That is a retail game, right?
Yeah.
All right, because on my PlayStation 4, when I was downloading Outlast, I happened to be checking out the coming soon, and this is how dire the PlayStation 4 is for like major retail releases. But Alien Isolation was one of the six games that they were advertising as coming soon.
Nice.
And it said digital only. So I was a little like, what the hell's going on? Yeah, I think it might have just been like a, you know, maybe they fucked up on the chalking or whatever.
As far as I know, it's
looks like a full game.
Yeah, for like a lot of systems, I think.
Like, I mean, it's Creative Assembly, right, Tony?
Yes.
They make full retail games, so. And they're buggy, but they make full retail games. Also on the bubble was Tom Clancy's The Division, which
I forgot.
This year.
Yeah, I forgot. I'm so excited for
kill
it.
Us all.
Yeah, sorry. I know. I realized that about 3 hours ago. Whenever I was scrolling through my list, probably a couple days ago, but I was looking at it, I'm like, wait a second, I'm pretty sure that's not coming out this year. I'm still really excited for it though.
And Drive Club and Infamous Second Son also on the bubble. So, check that out on the site. Tell us your, you know, top 10 power rankings or whatever. Let us know. Might win some shit. And we also have two games. One is our game of the month.
Yeah.
Which Tony is going to explain. And then Don has a runner-up.
Yeah.
So, Tony, what's our game of the month?
It's actually the expansion to EU4, Conquest of Paradise. Brand new way of looking at the new world, random new world. Just a great expansion that really takes some ideas that have been in strategy games for a long time and turns them on their head a bit. Adds real exploration instead of just like unlocking territory. Because you don't know where stuff is. Like, you find stuff like the island of Alabama.
You told me, like, last week you were saying, like, Ohio could be, like, on the East Coast. And
right.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, so you find stuff like Havana, I found, was like part of the continent.
Oh.
So
is the continent shaped the same?
No, God, no.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so, but for some reason, the way you were making it sound, it sounded like everything shaped the same. It's just kind of like, you know, looks a little different, like where places are, you know what I mean?
When I post my review, I'll show you the Western Hemisphere that I actually explored, because it looks absolutely nothing like the Western Hemisphere we live in.
That's awesome.
Like, there's one little tiny continent up north, and then there's, like, this huge swath. It's basically Asia, but in a different direction. It's also not very wide, so it's I don't know. It looks absolutely nothing like you'd expect.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Aztecs are, like, in where California should be, and, like, everything is around. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's a whole new world, man.
It really is. And the colony of Greater Spain is there.
Huh.
Yeah. Greater Spain.
Greater Spain.
Yes.
Tom, what's our runner-up?
Ollie on the PlayStation Vita is a fantastic game. Like, it's one of the reasons you should own a Vita, especially for older guys like me, you know, that remember the days of, you know, arcades and high scores and, like, really fucking hard games. You know, I spend, like, an hour doing the same 30-second little trial run, like, over and over and over, because I would, like, screw up in one little part and not land just right. And, I mean, the controls initially were just kind of a pain, but after you get past that, you see the brilliance in the game, which, I don't know. It's, if you own a Vita, buy that game. Just don't even question it. Buy that game.
It's a little pricey, isn't it? Like $15?
It is $15. I think it is 100% worth $15.
Right. Cool. So there you go. Something, Conquest of Paradise.
Europa Universalis 4, Conquest of Paradise.
Right. And Ali Ali on the Vita. Jeff, what do we got for questions?
Not much. Hold on. Oh no. Alright. Justin asks, what was your favorite Super Bowl ad? I have two I thought of. I had prior, you know, viewing of the question. But I like the Radio Shack one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good commercial.
Just cause, yeah, it was like all these 80s people like, we want the 80s call, they want their store back. I don't know. That was good, and I kind of like, it's a stupid, it's like an obvious one is the puppy dog one, like the Budweiser one.
Oh, with the horse?
Oh, yeah.
That
was cute.
They do that every year, though. It's like
they did that with like a guy a couple years ago where like the horse, like the guy saw the horse a couple years later or some shit, right?
Right.
Yeah, same thing,
stop puppy dogs. Appealing to my emotions. I don't have any.
But puppy dog's cuter, you know. So, I don't know. I kind of liked it. What do you guys like?
Did anybody see the Anna Kendrick one? For the, it's like Red House Ale or something like that? I think it was
before
the Super Bowl, actually. It's pretty funny. You should look it up. But I don't think it actually aired during the Super Bowl. I'm trying to think. The Doritos one, the Time Machine one was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like the Muppets one though. And the Audi one with the Doberman Chihuahua. You guys see that one?
No.
So there's it starts out like they're looking at two different dogs. One's a Doberman. And one's a Chihuahua, and it's this couple, they can't decide, so the guy says, well, we can breed them together. And it's a Doberman's head on the body of a Chihuahua, and it's just, like, wreaking havoc. Like, it's at a dog show, it's just snarling, it's chasing kids down the street, it's chewing on Sarah McLachlan's guitar. It's pretty funny. You should look it up. I think it's an Audi commercial. Yeah, I thought that one was pretty amusing. Don, what?
I didn't.
You didn't watch Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
What?
Do I
even... here it comes. Every
well,
episode.
Actually, if you're listening to Super Bowl, that was the one.
Yeah, it was not a...
It was
like,
the worst.
It was so bad.
I was out eating with my family.
Better.
Google Now, you can ask it questions and shit. Sometimes it'll actually answer you, and other times it'll just direct you to web pages. But I asked it who was winning the Super Bowl, and it told me Seattle Seahawks are winning by 20-0 in the second quarter. And I'm like, oh, that's bad. Already bad. Apparently it didn't get much better.
No.
Very bad.
Ended up being, what, like 44-8 or something?
Yeah.
It was awful.
I didn't like either team playing, and so it wasn't.
I had so much good food though.
Yeah, we had good food. We were at a Super Bowl party and there were ribs and wings and it was good stuff. Not great beer, but it was free. It was free, so
I had great beer. I always have great beer.
For some reason my wife's cousin's husband has Pabst Blue Ribbon on tap.
So. No.
Except not.
No.
I mean, it's free, though, so...
No.
Price is right, at least.
Yeah, it does the job, like... does a job, it doesn't do the job.
I don't know
job,
if I can even drink that stuff anymore.
It's pretty dire.
I mean, I'm sure that's like job. 4 or 5 of them, you're like, I don't care, but that first 4 or 5...
Like, throw them back.
I did achieve an achievement for drinking 6 of them, though. So.
Right, you get the 6-pack one.
Yeah, but though you don't have it, I have to do that in one day, over like the course of a week. Did it all one day.
I got it over the course of a week, just 6 consecutive days. I had a beer.
Yeah, that stuff is headache inducing.
Couldn't do it, man. You're a braver fellow than me.
Speaking of commercials, though. Were you guys disappointed in like the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger? And like, I was expecting so much more from him playing Ping Pong.
Well, I didn't know like all those previous commercials that they would play like every other Sunday. Like, I didn't know what the fuck that was about.
Right.
You know, I didn't know it was leading up to the Super Bowl. I really didn't. So then all of a sudden they started playing like, this is, what do they call it? Like whatever or what?
Yeah. Something like that.
So, like, when they saw it, like, when they finally played the one in the Super Bowl, I was like, oh, yeah, this is that commercial they kept playing. And, like, now, I thought it was, like, some event that was going around in, like, cities. Like, you might run into some Budweiser people and shit. Like, that's what I thought those commercials were.
Yeah, I thought it was dumb. Although Arnold looked good in that way.
Well, here's the thing. Like, the guy in that commercial, do you think that, like, that was real? Like, it was just some random guy?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It seemed way too. He was like, "Whoa, we're in an elevator. We're fucking." I don't know. The whole thing was.
Did you guys watch the halftime show? No.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
I didn't think it was awful.
I did not want to see those guys with their shirts off.
That was scary.
Middle-aged men.
It felt mismatched, like it was really out of place when Red Hot Chili Peppers, like they came out and it was just like
they looked awful. They were really like the like
dude, they're like 50 something years old.
Who?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's like nice love handles, guys. Nice love.
They were up there with no shirt on.
Yeah. Two of them came out with no shirts on.
They're better shaped than me, man.
Anthony Kiedis and Flea.
Oh.
Neither had shirts on.
We don't need to see that, guys.
Yeah, no. Not at all.
Cover it up from now on.
I don't know. I like Bruno Mars' performance, though. I thought he was decent.
He was not bad, actually.
He's alright.
He was entertaining. He's more Michael Jackson than Michael Jackson was at the end of his life. Any other questions, Jeff? We lose Jeff.
Goodbye, Jeff.
We love you.
No, seriously, do we lose him?
Go into the light.
Ah.
Nice.
We lost Jeff. We seriously lost him.
Nice.
But who's going to end the episode? We can't end it without Jeff here.
Dun, dun, dun.
This is impossible. What do we do?
Don?
No, you can't put that kind of pressure on me.
Jeff's back.
God.
Was I the only one that cut out?
Yep.
Yeah. You actually disconnected for a little bit.
They were about to make me in the show. That shit's not happening, Jeff, so stick around.
How do we end the show without Jeff here? We can't end the show now,
right? Do we have any other questions or no?
I don't think we had. Oh, he also asked about, like, can you explain to me why Amazon is getting into game development? They bought Double Helix, which we talked about, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about before the show.
Yeah.
That's right. The show hadn't started yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay. Well, that's too bad. Anyway, Double Helix sucks. I think that was the conclusion we came.
Yeah, that was. They made some mostly terrible games. And they got bought by Amazon.
I hear the Strider game's pretty good, though. That's what I hear.
Is that like, what is that Strider game? That's like, there was a Strider game back in the day. Is this like a sequel or what?
It's I guess a reimagining or something.
Downloadable,
Metroid-like kind of. It's
like the original Strider.
Yeah, Giant Bomb talked about it last week. It sounds like Shadow Complex.
Which is Metroid.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
It sounds like yes.
I'm on board. I will play that game. Maybe it will be good.
I did like the original, so I was kind of sounding meh about it earlier, but before the show. But I don't know. I did like the original. I played it a lot. I sucked at it, but I liked it.
Fair enough.
So,
all right. Well, I think that's it. We'll be back next week. I don't know what with is. It's still a little light on releases, although
light.
Lightning Returns.
When does that come out, Don?
Next Tuesday.
All right. So Don will be back on.
I probably won't have it by then.
But he'll be back on at some point to tell us all about it. We'll bring him back on probably in a couple weeks to talk about Lightning Returns.
Dress up Lightning. Yeah.
Great.
I'm glad that they were able to find Don.
Right.
As
without that, wouldn't have an audience.
Right, because I don't know. 13 just did not click with me, so.
I loved it. I loved 13. I loved 13 too.
I know.
13 was the first time I bought a multi-console release on the PS3, and also the last time. Like, you put such a bitter taste in my mouth, I'm never buying another game on you ever again if I can help.
Which is funny, because the PS3 was actually the better version of that game. Yeah. But. I hated this game so much I never bought it in a multi-platform.
Didn't hear anything bad about that version. It was like one disc, wasn't it?
It was one disc. It actually looked better. Like the cutscenes on the 360 version were a little blurred. Anyway,
it's
all in the past, and Don is the champion for that game. So
one of the few. That's all right though.
Hey, as long as you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did.
That's what really matters.
I don't think you guys are dumb for not enjoying it, for the record. You know, some people are like, oh, I can't believe you didn't like that game. I don't think that at all. So, you guys are free to your opinion.
I kind of wish that I could just, like, watch the story and not have to play the game.
13-2, like, was...
13-2, I played 13-2 considerably longer than I played 13. The game was okay.
Yeah, it was. I just really disappointed that Lightning wasn't in it. And she's in this one, so I'm down.
This is like an action type game, right?
Yeah, that's the thing I don't know about.
Yeah, you'll have to come back a couple weeks, tell us.
I'll be here.
Anyway, Tony, you gonna get the Lego game?
I don't think so. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to wait on it.
Lego Movie?
I'm going to wait 3 weeks so the price goes down to $20, like every other Lego game ever.
Yeah.
My kids, I just bought them Lego Lego Lord of the Rings, well, like Sunday, Saturday.
Pretty good.
It was. Look, my kids are loving it, but
yeah, I just bought Lego Batman 2.
Which one? The original? Oh, the second one. That game is awesome.
Yeah.
Lego Marvel's my favorite still, but they're still playing through that. So I'm waiting to give them the movie game until they're done.
So Lego Hobbit in April, right?
Yeah.
Get excited for that.
That'll be fun.
My wife's like, I want to play that too. I'm gonna have to get a second controller for that game.
Nice.
I did just buy a second Xbox One controller.
Yeah.
So that my son could play with me. Anyway, we'll be back next week talking about who knows what. Fozzie will be back, maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not.
Never quite sure.
Fozzie.
There'll be some stuff up on the site, review by Tony of, you know, expanding the world.
Expanding the world for.
I'll have a review of Insurgency up next week, and I'm gonna try Loadout.
Yeah, what's that?
It's a new shooter, free to play. Everything's cosmetic though. Like all the stuff you can buy is all cosmetic. So the progression system, the crafting system, is all in the game, and you don't have to purchase any of that.
Huh.
So it looks kind of cool. Look it up. It's on Steam.
Yeah, I think I'm going to review that Marvel Run, Jump, Smash game.
Yeah, let me know how that is.
Yeah, it's all right. Skip it.
Skip it.
I can go ahead and tell you now, but read the review next week.
All right, skip it.
All right.
Yep.
Two out of five.
Jeff?
Yes?
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.